Welcome to In Your Corner, a program designed with you in mind. The Christian life is a fight, and we want you to know that we're in your corner. God the Father loved you so much that he gave his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die for you, and has given his Holy Spirit to keep you and guide you, and has given you people like myself in the body of Christ to help shepherd you along. Yes, we're in your corner. And the Bible says, if God be for us, then who then can be against us? We're here to help you get your day started with song and scripture and prayer. Because we're going to beat the devil, we got to get filled with the Spirit of God. Then we got to get dressed up with the Word of God. Then we got to get prayed up with all prayer and supplication with thanksgiving to Almighty God. Yes, we're in your corner. So go wake up your wife. Go wake up your husband. Go wake up your children. Go wake up that oldest girl. Wake up that youngest girl. Wake up that oldest boy and that youngest boy, and let them all know that In Your Corner is on the air. We're on the air now. We're beaming the love of God from the Dallas-Fort Worth area and throughout the known world, wherever the internet radio can be found. All right, go wake them up now. Get them out the bed, sleepyhead. Get them out the bed, sleepyhead. I know what I need to go do. I already know y'all. Y'all know what I'm finna go do. Guess what I'm finna go do. That's right. I had to go get my chicken. Yeah. I had to visit the chicken yard. Yeah, cause some of y'all just not gonna get up at that bed. Well, I know you living in a good city. I know you up there in Chicago now. You in Baltimore now. New Jersey. Yeah. But they got some roosters up there. Yeah. Yeah, let me go out here and get a good song. I need to go get a good song. Yeah. Thank you, roosters. Thank y'all. Let me put these roosters back up. All right. Thank y'all. Benny Red and Crow. Here's a good song here by Dorothy Love Coates. It's called That's Enough. That's Enough.
There's always somebody talking about me, but really I don't mind. They try to block and stop my progress. Most of the time, the mean things you said don't make me feel bad, and I can't miss a friend that I've never had. I've got to say, I've got Jesus,
and that's enough.
Oh, no. You know when I'm sick,
he's there.
In trouble,
he's there.
When I call him, he'll
answer my prayer.
Sunrise,
he's there.
Roller,
he's there.
And when Jesus,
yeah,
is a comforter to my soul. You know there's been so many times when I didn't have a dime, didn't tell nobody but the Lord. He heard my plea and came to see about me. He's my all in all, child. When you hush me down, Jesus picks me up and he sticks by me when the going get tough. I got Jesus,
and that's enough.
Hold up. We're talking about a great emancipator.
That's enough.
I got
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's Dorothy Love Coates. I got Jesus, and that's enough. He's my shepherd. He's my guide. She said, I can feel him walking by my side. Oh, I got Jesus. All right, all right. I'm getting happy up in here this morning. Listen, when you got Jesus, you can make it. You can make it. All right, that's your song for today. That's your song for today. That's enough. It's time to read the Bible. It's time to read the Bible. Go get your Bible. Genesis chapter 33. Genesis chapter 33 through 36. Reading along this morning with the Bible experience.
Jacob looked up, and there was Esau, coming with his 400 men. So he divided the children among Leah, Rachel, and the two female servants. He put the female servants and their children in front, Leah and her children next, and Rachel and Joseph in the rear. He himself went on ahead and bowed down to the ground 7 times as he approached his brother. But Esau ran to meet Jacob and embraced him. He threw his arms around his neck and kissed him, and they wept. Then Esau looked up and saw the women and children.
Who are these with you?
He asked. Jacob answered,
they are the children God has graciously given your servant.
Then the female servants and their children approached and bowed down. Next, Leah and her children came and bowed down. Last of all came Joseph and Rachel, and they too bowed down. Esau asked,
what do you mean by all these flocks and herds I met?
To find favor in your eyes, my lord,
he said. But Esau said,
I already have plenty, my brother. Keep what you have for yourself.
No, please,
said Jacob.
If I have found favor in your eyes, accept this gift from me. For to see your face is like seeing the face of God now that you have received me favorably. Please accept the present that was brought to you. For God has been gracious to me, and I have all I need.
And because Jacob insisted, Esau accepted it. Then Esau said,
let us be on our way. I'll accompany you.
But Jacob said to him,
my lord knows that the children are tender, that I must care for the ewes and cows that are nursing their young. If they are driven hard just one day, all the animals will die. So let my lord go on ahead of his servant, while I move along slowly at the pace of the flocks and herds before me and the pace of the children, until I come to my lord in Seir.
Esau said,
then let me leave some of my men with you.
Jacob asked,
but why do that? Just let me find favor in the eyes of my lord.
So that day Esau started on his way back to Seir. Jacob, however, went to Sukkah, where he built a place for himself and made shelters for his livestock. That is why the place is called Sukkah. After Jacob came from Padan Aram, he arrived safely at the city of Shechem in Canaan and camped within sight of the city. For 100 pieces of silver he bought from the sons of Hamor, the father of Shechem, the plot of ground where he pitched his tent. There he set up an altar and called it El Elohi Israel. Now Dinah, the daughter Leah had born to Jacob, went out to visit the women of the land. When Shechem, son of Hamor the Hivite, the ruler of that area, saw her, he took her and raped her. His heart was drawn to Dinah, daughter of Jacob. He loved the young woman and spoke tenderly to her. And Shechem said to his father Hamor,
get me this young woman as my wife.
When Jacob heard that his daughter Dinah had been defiled, his sons were in the fields with his livestock, so he did nothing about it until they came home. Then Shechem's father Hamor went out to talk with Jacob. Meanwhile, Jacob's sons had come in from the fields as soon as they heard what had happened. They were shocked and furious because Shechem had done an outrageous thing in Israel by sleeping with Jacob's daughter, a thing that should not be done. But Hamor said to them,
my son Shechem has his heart set on your daughter. Please give her to him as his wife. intermarry with us. Give us your daughters and take our daughters for yourselves. You can settle among us. The land is open to you. Live in it, trade in it, and acquire property in it.
Then Shechem said to Dinah's father and brothers,
let me find favor in your eyes, and I will give you whatever you ask. Make the price for the bride and the gift I am to bring as great as you like, and I'll pay whatever you ask me. Only give me the young woman as my wife.
Because their sister Dinah had been defiled, Jacob's sons replied deceitfully as they spoke to Shechem and his father Hamor. They said to them,
we can't do such a thing. We can't give our sister to a man who is not circumcised. That would be a disgrace to us. We will enter into an agreement with you on one condition only, that you become like us by circumcising all your males. Then we will give you our daughters and take your daughters for ourselves. We'll settle among you and become one people with you. But if you will not agree to be circumcised, we'll take our sister and go.
Their proposal seemed good to Hamor and his son Shechem. The young man, who was the most honored of all his father's family, lost no time in doing what they said, because he was delighted with Jacob's daughter. So Hamor and his son Shechem went to the gate of their city to speak to the men of their city.
These men are friendly toward us,
they said.
Let them live in our land and trade in it. The land has plenty of room for them.
We can marry their daughters and they can marry ours. But the men will agree to live with us as one people only on the condition that our males be circumcised as they themselves are. Won't their livestock, their property, and all their other animals become ours? So let us agree to their terms, and they will settle among us.
All of the men who went out of the city gate agreed with Hamor and his son Shechem. And every male in the city was circumcised. 3 days later, while all of them were still in pain, two of Jacob's sons, Simeon and Levi, Dinah's brothers, took their swords and attacked the unsuspecting city, killing every male. They put Hamor and his son Shechem to the sword and took Dinah from Shechem's house and left. The sons of Jacob came upon the dead bodies and looted the city where their sister had been defiled. They seized their flocks and herds and donkeys and everything else of theirs in the city and out in the fields. They carried off all their wealth and all their women and children, taking as plunder everything in the houses. Then Jacob said to Simeon and Levi,
you have brought trouble on me by making me obnoxious to the Canaanites and Perizzites, the people living in this land. We are few in number, and if they join forces against me and attack me, I and my household will be destroyed.
But they replied,
should he have treated our sister like a prostitute?
So Abram went up from Egypt to the Negev with his wife and everything he had, and Lot went with him. Abram had become very... Then God said to Jacob,
go up to Bethel and settle there, and build an altar there to God, who appeared to you when you were fleeing from your brother Esau.
So Jacob said to his household and to all who were with him,
get rid of the foreign gods you have with you, and purify yourselves, and change your clothes. Then come, let us go up to Bethel, where I will build an altar to God, who answered me in the day of my distress, and who has been with me wherever I have gone.
So they gave Jacob all the foreign gods they had and the rings in their ears, and Jacob buried them under the oak at Shechem. Then they set out, and the terror of God fell on the towns all around them, so that no one pursued them. Jacob and all the people with him came to Luz, that is, Bethel, in the land of Canaan. There he built an altar, and he called the place El Bethel, because it was there that God revealed himself to him when he was fleeing from his brother. Now Deborah, Rebekah's nurse, died and was buried under the oak below Bethel. So it was named Alon Bakut. After Jacob returned from Padan Aram, God appeared to him again and blessed him. God said to him,
your name is Jacob, but you will no longer be called Jacob. Your name will be Israel.
So he named him Israel. And God said to him,
I am God Almighty. Be fruitful and increase in number. A nation and a community of nations will come from you, and kings will come from your body. The land I gave to Abraham and Isaac, I also give to you, and I will give this land to your descendants after you.
Then God went up from him at the place where he had talked with him. Jacob set up a stone pillar at the place where God had talked with him, and he poured out a drink offering on it. He also poured oil on it. Jacob called the place where God had talked with him Bethel. Then they moved on from Bethel. While they were still some distance from Bethel, Rachel began to give birth and had great difficulty. And as she was having great difficulty in childbirth, the midwife said to her,
"Don't despair, for you have another son."
As she breathed her last, for she was dying, she named her son Ben-Oni, but his father named him Benjamin. So Rachel died and was buried on the way to Ephrath, that is Bethlehem. Over her tomb, Jacob set up a pillar, and to this day, that pillar marks Rachel's tomb. Israel moved on again and pitched his tent beyond Migdal Eden. While Israel was living in that region, Reuben went in and slept with his father's concubine, Bilhah, and Israel heard of it. Jacob had 12 sons. The sons of Leah: Reuben, the firstborn of Jacob, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, and Zebulun. The sons of Rachel: Joseph and Benjamin. The sons of Rachel's servant Bilhah: Dan and Naphtali. The sons of Leah's servant Zilpah: Gad and Asher. These were the sons of Jacob who were born to him in Padan Aram. Jacob came home to his father Isaac in Mamre, near Kiriath Arba, that is Hebron, where Abraham and Isaac had stayed. Isaac lived 180 years. Then he breathed his last and died, and was gathered to his people, old and full of years. And his sons Esau and Jacob buried him. This is the account of the family line of Esau, that is Edom. Esau took his wives from the women of Canaan: Ada, daughter of Elam the Hittite, and Oholibamah, daughter of Anah, and granddaughter of Zibeon the Hivite. Also, Basemath, daughter of Ishmael, and sister of Nebaioth. Ada bore Eliphaz to Esau. Basemath bore Reuel, and Oholibamah bore Jeush, Jalem, and Korah. These were the sons of Esau who were born to him in Canaan. Esau took his wives and sons and daughters and all the members of his household, as well as his livestock and all his other animals and all the goods he had acquired in Canaan, and moved to a land some distance from his brother Jacob. Their possessions were too great for them to remain together. The land where they were staying could not support them both because of their livestock. So Esau, that is Edom, settled in the hill country of Seir. This is the account of the family line of Esau, the father of the Edomites, in the hill country of Seir. These are the names of Esau's sons: Eliphaz, the son of Esau's wife Ada, and Reuel, the son of Esau's wife Basemath. The sons of Eliphaz: Teman, Omar, Sepho, Gatam, and Kenaz. Esau's son Eliphaz also had a concubine named Timnah, who bore him Amalek. These were grandsons of Esau's wife Ada. The sons of Reuel: Nahath, Zerah, Shammah, and Mizah. These were grandsons of Esau's wife Basemath. The sons of Esau's wife Oholibamah, daughter of Anah, and granddaughter of Zibeon, whom she bore to Esau: Jeush, Jalem, and Korah. These were the chiefs among Esau's descendants, the sons of Eliphaz, the firstborn of Esau: chiefs Teman, Omar, Zepho, Kenaz. Korah, Gatam, and Amalek, these were the chiefs descended from Eliphaz in Edom. They were grandsons of Ada. The sons of Esau's son, Reuel, chiefs Nahath, Zerah, Shammah, and Mizah. These were the chiefs descended from Reuel in Edom. They were grandsons of Esau's wife, Basemath. The sons of Esau's wife, Oholibamah, chiefs Jeush, Jalah, and Korah. These were the chiefs descended from Esau's wife, Oholibamah, daughter of Anah. These were the sons of Esau, that is, Edom, and these were their chiefs. These were the sons of Seor, the Horite, who were living in the region: Lotan, Shobal, Zibeon, Anah, Dishan, Ezer, and Dishan. These sons of Seor in Edom were Horite chiefs. The sons of Lotan: Hori and Homam. Timnah was Lotan's sister. The sons of Shobal: Alvan, Manuhat, Ebal, Shepho, and Onam. The sons of Zibeon: Ayah and Anah. This is the Anah who discovered the hot springs in the desert while he was grazing the donkeys of his father Zibeon. The children of Anah: Dishan and Oholibamah, daughter of Anah. The sons of Dishan: Hemdan, Eshbah, Ithran, and Keran. The sons of Ezer: Bilhan, Zeovan, and Akan. The sons of Dishan: Uz and Aran. These were the Horite chiefs: Lotan, Shobal, Zibeon, Anah, Dishan, Ezer, and Dishan. These were the Horite chiefs according to their divisions in the land of Seor. These were the kings who reigned in Edom before any Israelite king reigned. Bela, son of Beor, became king of Edom. His city was named Dinhabah. When Bela died, Jobab, son of Zerah from Bozra, succeeded him as king. When Jobab died, Husham from the land of the Temanites succeeded him as king. When Husham died, Hadad, son of Bedad, who defeated Midian in the country of Moab, succeeded him as king. His city was named Avith. When Hadad died, Samla from Masrekah succeeded him as king. When Samla died, Shaul from Rehoboth on the river succeeded him as king. When Shaul died, Baal-Hanan, son of Achbor, succeeded him as king. When Baal-Hanan, son of Achbor, died, Hadad succeeded him as king. His city was named Pau, and his wife's name was Mehetabel, daughter of Matred, the daughter of Mizahab. These were the chiefs descended from Esau, by name, according to their clans and regions: Timnah, Alva, Jetheth, Oholibamah, Elah, Pinah, Kenaz, Timah, Mibzar, Magdiel, and Iram. These were the chiefs of Edom, according to their settlements in the land they occupied. This was Esau, the father of the Edomites.
All right, that's our scripture reading for the day. We read out of the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 33 through 36. May God bless those who have read and heard his holy word. All right, y'all, it's prayer time now. It's prayer time. You know how we do it. Y'all know how we do it. Come on, y'all. Let's circle around. Let's make our family circle. Yes, yes, a family that prays together is a family that'll stay together. Come on, y'all. Let's go to the Lord and pray. Our Heavenly Father, we do thank you and we do praise you for giving us another wonderful day, a day we did not earn, a day we did not merit, but it was by your amazing grace, Lord, that we have another day. And Lord, we are thankful because you have brought us to the middle of the week. And Lord, this is our Wednesday night prayer and Bible study and worship. And so, Lord, we ask that you will sanctify your people, Lord. Get us ready. Set us apart, dear God, to do the jobs that you have called us to do, dear God. We ask that you will sanctify our ministers today. Lord, touch their hearts, dear God. Touch their minds, dear God, that we can think thoughts of you, O God. And Lord, we can say what you want us to say tonight, dear God. So Lord, put your word in our hearts and our minds, Lord. Touch in a mighty way. We just pray for the sermon preparation, dear God, and the Bible study preparations of our ministers and teachers on this night, dear God. We pray not only for the ministers, Lord, but we also pray for all of our Bible teachers tonight, those that's going to be teaching the children, dear God. We pray that you'll put them in their right frame of mind, dear God. Give them the lesson, dear God, that you want those children to know, Lord. Same thing, dear God, for our youth teachers and our teens teachers, dear God, college teachers, dear God, our career teachers, dear God, our adult teachers, dear God. Just give them what you want your people to know tonight, dear God. And Lord, we pray that the lesson will not only give us information, oh, but it'll lead to a transformation, that we will truly be changed, dear God. Now, Lord, I want to pray for all our workers today as we're getting ready now to go to work, dear God. Go before your workers, dear God. Go with them and go behind them. Oh, dear God, put us all in our right frame of mind and spirit so we can serve you this day in spirit and in truth. Lord, meet every need that your people have, whether it's physical, spiritual, or financial, whatever that need is, Lord, we ask that you will just fulfill it and bless them with it. For we ask it in Jesus' name, and for his sake we do pray. Amen. All right, that's it, ladies and gentlemen. That's it, that's it, that's it. We done sung our song, we done had our scripture, and we done prayed our prayer. Clock on the wall saying that's all for this portion of In Your Corner. Thank you so kindly for waking up early this morning with the Roasters. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, let me encourage you now to stay with us the rest of the day. Remember our format here at KLIT. Bids at the top of the hour, we minister in the Word. And at the bottom of the hour, we minister in the mix. That's music and a whole lot more. Get ready, get ready, get ready now. Get ready now for that early morning sermon. That early morning sermon is getting ready to come right your way. I'll play a couple of commercials, then I'll put that sermon on for you. Yeah, yeah, you got to have that word in you. That word gets you going. That's like gasoline in your tank. All right, all right. And then at 7 o'clock, I'll be back again with Ghostbusters, because we got some strange things happening in the neighborhood, and somebody needs to say something about it. You know, I'm your watchman on the wall, informing you, educating you, empowering you on the issues of our day. Then at 8 o'clock, I'll be back again in the Situation Room, giving you a Christian response to the issues of our day. Then at 9 o'clock, we're going to take a look in the book. I'll let you listen to a portion of a sermon that I preach right here at Bible Way Community Baptist Church. Then at 10 o'clock, that's time for a program called Unshackled. It's a radio drama, real live people. It'll make you face yourself and think. Then at 11 o'clock, we're going to take a deeper look in the book. I'll let you listen to a portion of our Wednesday night Bible study. We have folks who are not even members of our church, but they love to come by and worship with us on Wednesday night and get that good Bible study. We'll have that on for you about 11 o'clock today. Then at 12 o'clock, if you missed any of these programs, guess what? We began to rebroadcast them. So listen to us all day long. Tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell a co-worker about us, because we are In Your Corner.